There were two types of people outside today, those who wanted to be and those who had to be. Let's start with the wannabes, surfers.
I mean, on the East Coast, you got to get used to surfing in the winter, so you got to get it while you can. That's kind of the best time of year to get waves, so.
This is Jordan Dean, a tall man in tight neoprene. Winter storms traditionally kick up the seacoast's best waves, and yesterday's bomb did the trick. Yes, it is cold and blowing, but Dean says keep in mind that the water temperature at 42 degrees is actually about 30 degrees warmer than the air.
The trick is just catch a lot of waves so you keep the blood flowing so you can stay warm. That's the trick.
The water was good for some, but an unwanted guest for others. A man named Ron was out surveying damage in his Hampton neighborhood. The storm surge, combined with a nearly full moon, ushered in flood water during yesterday's high tide.
Anywhere from 15 to 18 inches.
And what's the damage like in your house?
None.
Because this is not the first time you've had water.
Right. Put it this way, I'm pretty well sick of it.
Tow trucks were working the streets, pulling out flooded cars. A block over, a home builder was clearing snow to make way for an expected delivery of drywall. Ricky Devine says he already lost too many days of work to the cold earlier this week. He just couldn't afford to stay home again.
This job gets done when I'm here. And if I'm not here, what happens? Nothing gets done, right? So I'm here.
Before getting back to work, Devine offered one more reflection on the weather.
It is what it is. Welcome to our earth. Right?
A bit of Zen poetry for winter in New England. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.